Excellent, excellent. I thought today was a big straining practice, even without pads on. Very good. Attention to detail. You can just see big emphasis on it, as there has been, but I felt it more. It's like players holding players accountable, coaches holding players accountable, you know, the whole mix. And it was just really good, really good. I'm glad we got a couple more days to add on to it, but overall pretty good.
Was there an example of that that
yep.
you're comfortable throwing
no. no. Multiple examples. I know how you are with examples. No, I'm kidding. There was some good ones. I did think down the red zone there's some opportunities, and you know, just you know, how we're playing things defensively, how we're doing things offensively is just good.
You've had some other weeks of good practices.
Well, yeah. I mean, but I got to give the guys credit, right?
Yeah,
I mean, if they come out Wednesday, and you said, is this a resilient team? I mean, it hurts. And then they come out Wednesday, and they go out there, and they work like that. You know, like I said, I always try to tell you what's going on.
Yeah.
That's what's going on. It was good.
What was Claus able to do? He was limited.
No, he went through pretty much the most of practice.
Okay. Good. How good is that to see?
Very good. Very good.
So, what about Hearns? Right. Same thing with Hearns and House. Are they making a lot of progress? Did it go
yeah.
through most of it?
I mean, I think, I don't know exactly how many reps Hearns had, but he was out there and walked through and did some things. And same thing with House. I think House had a red jersey on, you know, so. But other than that, went through majority of things.
What's the concern level for TJ for Sunday at this point?
That's still up. You know, they said at the beginning of the week it could be day to day. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see. That might go up until game day.
Like, he's not paused. Like, but can he skip two or three practices and still be good to
we'll
go?
We'll see. You know, I don't know. I wish I could tell you. I mean, he's pretty sharp. He's a guy in meetings that can pick things up really fast. He understands that football comes very easy to him. I think he displayed that, I think, back in we did a two-minute drill. He caught a pass, went right out of bounds. Sometimes you're coaching guys that. He just instinctively does it. So it seems to come pretty fast to him. If he has that opportunity, we'll see.
I think Hearns has caught a ball in every game he's played here. His reliability, playing through some injured stuff.
I think that's the biggest thing about Hearns is his reliability, and they trust him. They know exactly where he's going to be every time. He's precise. He does things right. Most reliable, without a doubt.
Sorry. What kind of load is Denard ready for if TJ can't go?
Well, he also looks pretty good out there. I know we increased it a little bit today, so number of reps, I'm not sure. But, you know, his big thing, I think, is his conditioning, and I think these last 2 days have been good for him. How he feels once we get there, but everything looks pretty good for him.
Sindirik last week said that on Wednesday he went tried to go full, and you guys saw a couple plays where maybe he was favoring or limping afterwards.
Right.
Any of that from yesterday?
No, you know what? It felt, when I saw it last week, it felt like rustiness when I watched him, but I think it was still in his head somewhat. And that can happen. So I think it's more battling through that mental part for him. And I think that he's really, this week, he went through last week, he really wanted to play, didn't feel he was quite ready, so he kind of came back Wednesday and said, I'm going to play this week. And it almost forced the battle mentally where he's at. I think that when he plays, he'll probably still go through a little bit of that. And then I guess it's just, you know, how long will it take? Some guys said, you know, it takes a game to play. It's like Brancher. I think when he came back, you know, even though he was back, you know, I think he's different this week than he was last week. And I think playing a game and knowing everything's going to be good, but sometimes they battle that.
Have you gotten in Sindarik's head to work on the mental
yeah.
aspect? Because he was very, yesterday was very, it's a mental thing, and I'm ready. He was very confident.
Yeah. You know, yesterday I talked to him. I said, I'm going to get after you pretty good here, you know, to help you fight through that. But, you know, like he said to me today, you can say whatever you want, Gus. This is my own battle in my mind. I got to get it right. You know, he took more of that approach with it.
This is a little off topic maybe, but what are the characteristics or qualities you look for when you're trying to find gunners on the
point? Well, athleticism and speed. That's big qualities. And competitiveness, because they could get double teamed out there. So they got to really be strong competitor type mentality. And then that speed. you know, but physical traits, you know, guys that can get off of like press coverage, that's by receivers, but then it's always can they tackle, you know. So, you know, DB types, receiver types are guys that you're looking at.
Can you elaborate a little bit more on Branch and what you've seen from him since he's returned from injury?
This was past week. I think similar to what I said, I think that, you know, he had that injury and he felt good even the week before he came back. But I think going out there and playing, you know, he missed an opportunity on a sack in the game, but I think you could see his confidence growing as he went through the game. So I think right now we're hoping that he can just kind of let loose and play it. So pass rush, I think that will get better for him. Against the run, I think he had a solid game. I think that he can, you know, be even more stout and things like that. But, you know, overall, you know, I think this is going to be a telling week to see just how far along he is.
Does Toby go if he ultimately can? How's Toby looking to practice?
Yeah, Toby would play. And I think with Toby, again, if he does play, he won't play much special teams. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, that will, you know, be good for him.
But if Yeldon can't play, he'll be the starter.
Oh, I don't know about that.
You don't know about that? Could Denard start after three games?
Yeah, I'm not sure. You know, we'll just take a look how they practice through this week and see what's best.
So how's Toby practicing?
He's doing good.
Is there a reason why Gerhardt's been limited to only 10, 5 carries, I believe?
Well, I think as TJ's doing pretty good. I think we're trying to get a feel for TJ and his style of play, and does he get stronger with more carries? You know, trying to go through that process a little bit. And there's been games when TJ's had 70-some carries. I don't think that's ideal. I think that we look back at it and said, you know what, we've got to change this up a little bit to keep guys fresh. But I think as we figure out TJ a little bit more, you know, and get a feel for where he's at, then you start seeing the reps get dispersed a little bit more.
How's Albert looking for 5 games?
You know what, I would say this. With Jared, you have to look at, you know, some guys have different roles. You know, it could be like a tight end. Maybe he doesn't catch a lot of balls, but he does a great job at the point of attack, and he helps in protection. He stays in. So what we're asking him to do, he does a great job. But maybe if you look at how many catches and stuff to the, you know, to the public, it doesn't look like he's that effective. So I think that's how you got to look at Jared. What do we ask him to do in his role? So as coaches, we're pleased with his role. Yes, we keep pushing him to get better. But you might not see some of the stats like that, but his role, what we're asking him to do, he's doing a good job. I think for him, too, we got to look at the number of reps he's getting.
Around the league, teams do not often do well a week before they play in London. You think, in fact, you've done a couple of years, it might not be a factor for you guys?
I never thought about that, you know, looking at it before going to London. But, you know, I think we just got to – I think the big emphasis on we've got to build on what we're doing well. We've got to act on the things we're not doing well on. But I want to make sure going in this game, we continue to build off our strengths, not, oh, this is a tough game, and we drop lower than our strength level. Does that make sense? I think that's for our team. They have to understand that. Okay, we're doing these things good. Keep those strengths and add to them, and now let's act on the things we're not doing very well and get those things going as well.
Did Toby go in the first group today when you opened the zone?
I think when we went nine or a team run, I think he did. But I wouldn't read too much into that. We're still looking into all that, you know.
Hey, Mike had a confused look on his